It's 8 a.m. Eastern, February the 22nd, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 0.5% at $51,336. ETH is down 1% at $2,962. And Binance Coin is down 0.5% at $381. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours. The Graph up 20%, Render up 16%. Well, the Law Commission in England is seeking feedback on draft legislation to classify cryptocurrency as property. Responses to the consultation will shape the proposed legislation to be presented to the government. The Law Commission emphasizes the importance of property rights for digital assets, especially in case of insolvency or unlawful interference. The deadline for feedback on the crypto legislation is March the 22nd. Well, venture capital heavyweight Andreessen Horowitz has poured $100 million into restaking project Eigenlayer, as reported by Bloomberg. The investment marks Andreessen Horowitz as the sole backer in the round. Eigenlabs had previously secured a $50 million Series A funding led by Blockchain Capital in March of 2023. Launched on the Ethereum mainnet in June of 2023, Eigenlayer now boasts nearly $8 billion in total value locked. Well, Falcon X, a digital assets prime brokerage, is heading into Hong Kong amidst rising institutional demand for crypto assets in the region. The move involves offering over-the-counter brokerage and crypto derivative services to professional investors like proprietary trading firms, family offices, and fund managers. The expansion follows Falcon X's move into Singapore last year, aiming to tap into the APAC market. Hong Kong has embraced crypto firms, instituting a licensing regime for virtual asset trading platforms since June of last year. The government aims to introduce licensing bills for stablecoins and over-the-counter crypto trading frameworks as consultations progress, signaling further regulatory clarity in the space. Well, two European central bank officials slammed the recent approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs by the U.S. SEC, likening it to the tale of the naked emperor's new clothes. They emphasized that the influx of billions of dollars into Bitcoin as a result of these approvals doesn't change the fact that Bitcoin, they say, is a poor investment choice and an inefficient payment method. Despite the recent price rally, they argue that Bitcoin lacks a fair value from which reliable predictions can be made, doubling down on the ECB's stance that Bitcoin's fair value remains zero. The officials criticized Bitcoin for its high volatility, transaction costs, sluggish processing, and substantial energy consumption and mining. They attributed the current price surge to market manipulation, increased demand for illicit transactions, and regulatory inadequacies. And finally, PSG has made history by becoming the first soccer team to validate a blockchain. They will act as a network validator for the Chili's chain, which hosts their PSG fan tokens. The club plans to reinvest the proceeds from validation into buying back these tokens. The move marks a significant step in the sports industry's engagement with cryptocurrency. PSG's fan token, which was introduced in 2018, now has a market cap of 28 million. By buying back tokens, PSG aims to refresh its reserves and enhance the digital economy surrounding them. The news boosted the value of Chili's native token by 10%. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.